Okay, I really want to move on. William, what is it?
Yeah, just quick. The audit committee is mentioned in the bylaws and what we're authorized to do. It's not that we're not allowed to do anything. It's in the bylaws.
Yeah, this is part of our job.
I don't remember exactly what the phrase is, but we're in there and we can do it.
Yeah.
So anybody saying that we're not supposed to do it is wrong. And then I think if we recommend something to the PNB, actually what should probably happen is that it comes back to the audit committee for the audit chair to sign the document. Thank you.
Possibly. Yeah, sure, it depends on what it is. But in general, you know, these things have to pass by our eyes one way or another. So I would like to move on. I don't think we need any – do we need any more – unless your comment is extremely important, we're going to move on.
It's not.
We have
two proposals
here. One's just ratify or whatever. I like the word ratify just because it kind of encapsulates
it's
everything. Janine wanted us to include a clause saying, you know, on the condition that we get detailed information on other charges that could possibly accrue beyond.
Chair, if I might correct that.
All right.
It's not additional charges. A bit of this size usually has the breakdown of hourlies, even if there's several different types of hourlies that would be, you know, supervisor and others.
How many hours are
estimated? I mean, they've done our audits before, so they could base it on our other audits. But I think it's important as we get into January and February that we know where we stand as far as their estimate. It just makes it a more.
Right. I understand. I would like to have that either separately or, I mean, I'm writing it down as something I will do and obtain for us. And sooner rather than later, probably.
It just is not going to have extra charges. Is that what it means?
No. It's still an estimate, so I suppose it could happen. I don't, like I said, they've only raised their fees like 3-4%. 1 year it was even 0% from year to year. I wouldn't expect them to. I realize that's kind of subjective, but I would like to keep that separate from just, you know, the audit committee voted to ratify the signed engagement letter from Rogers and Company for fiscal year 2021. Just keep it simple. If you
Madam
want,
Chair.
we can formalize this other thing, or you can just, you know, I'll do it. Yes, go ahead.
This is Sandra. May I speak?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So
I'm going to start timing people, I think. go ahead.
This is one of the fun parts for me is that I actually get to speak. And I think there are actually people out there listening, so I'm grateful for that. But, yeah,
okay, go ahead.
I think we've already discussed this to the best of our ability and that we need to make a vote, a decision, as to how we move forward. And I vote to support the engagement letter with Rogers and Company as our auditor. They've earned the right. They've proven their worth. And
That's enough. It can stop right there. That's enough for a motion.
Thank you.
Point of order, Chair.
Yes.
Would we be voting on the amendments first?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. Can we keep these two parts separate? Or
I'm asking for it to be part of the Bible.
Please don't interrupt somebody when they're speaking. I can't understand them. Sorry, Janine, please repeat what you said.
Well, I'm saying my amendment is to the motion to approve the contract. So that it's not, I'm not looking to make it separate. So if that is an amendment,
okay.
I don't know whether I need
I
a
would
second
like to,
or whatever.
Uh-huh. I think we need to vote first on whether to divide this amendment or have them together. And I'd like to take that vote right now. Okay.
Charlene.
All right. Yes is to what? Who is
Charlene
it?
Charlene.
Charlene, please go ahead quickly.
I think we've gotten lost here with people who have thoughts that they want to bring forward. The contract is already signed. If we want our committee to be on record as approving that signed contract with Rogers and Company, we should do that. If we have requests of our management of what is given to us, we should do that as well. But we don't get to amend the contract. We just
no, of course not.
Have to vote on whether
okay,
or not.
We're going to vote now. All discussion will cease because I think we've made all our points. There was a motion, an amendment to the original motion. So I'm going to now take a vote on whether to divide. If you want to divide it, vote yes. If you do not want to divide it, vote no. Okay, Adriana Cassidy? Yes or no? Okay, Darlene Pagano?
I abstain. Thank you.
Okay, you abstain. Darlene? Darlene, are you still here?
No dividing up, thank you. No.
You want to not divide? Not
maybe
divide.
You should spell out what
no.
the list is. You said divide.
I believe we've gone over this many times already. To divide means to have one separate resolution to accept the letter as is and a separate resolution to obtain more information as Janine described. And that would be yes, the yes vote.
I'm voting no.
Respectfully,
you want to keep them together.
Eileen,
excuse me.
Eric
yeah.
would like to say.
No, I'm not asking to have them together. Usually we put things in writing in the chat or email when we have to vote on something that's had changes made. But
okay.
It is utterly,
well,
utterly confusing. I've abstained from jumping in because mostly it sounds like people repeating each other and themselves. But I am confused about what's what. Are we going to vote on accepting this contract, which is merely pro forma because it's already been signed?
Mm-hmm.
If people
yeah,
want to make changes or whatever.
I heard you. We
point
did
of
have
information.
This amendment. Excuse me, let me finish. We have the amendment offered, so we have to vote on it. So, I'm sorry, I'm getting
tired.
You have
to tell me whether this is yes or no, but no.
I'm trying to. Please just stop. Let me get through this. Do we want to have just one motion that has acceptance of the letter based on getting more information or however we want to put it? Or can we have two separate items? One that has to do with ratifying the engagements of Rogers and the other about getting the information as Janine stated. So Voting to divide means having the two separate items. So vote to divide, if you vote yes, it's to have two items. If you vote no, it's to have both in one item.
Okay, so I'm saying for the third time, my vote is no.
Okay.
Okay. You want to have
we got your vote
in one.
Can I just clarify, Eileen? This is Eric. Since I started this whole ball rolling.
Yeah.
I started the whole ball rolling, for better or worse.
Help me out here, Eric. Go ahead.
Toward the beginning of this call. But I did want to make sure that there is language that explicitly does ratify the re-engagement of Rogers and Company. And then one or two other follow-ons, I'll think about them when they come up specifically about the contract. But the concept that we're re-engaging Rogers and Company appropriately, I think, should be divided. That's my feeling.
Oh, no, I don't. Now you've got me.
Oh, Madam Chair, God bless you.
Go ahead.
For trying.
I thought it was clear.
I did too, but nothing is ever clear. So we are in the middle of a vote, and it's a two-part vote to vote to re-engage Rogers and Company as auditors.
Actually, I think Eric is right that we need to be more precise on the language. So,
okay, I apologize. I will withdraw.
No, I appreciate your effort. I'm sorry, I'm getting really tired. The original motion, I think, was to the audit committee was up to ratify.
Eileen, point
Marilyn Stack, please. Marilyn Stack. Marilyn Stack, please.
A couple of people. Marilyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that all. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm clear.
Just want to say that the this entire discussion, this problem that we're having, is because Lydia Bazone signed the thing before it came to us. And what we're trying to do proactively is go ahead and approve the contract, because we would have. But the questions were raised that are valid questions, and we would probably have done the same thing, approved the contract, but also asked questions. I'm not sure what we would have done if it would have come to us before it was signed. But we've been put in a very silly position, and I think we're doing the best we can to try to raise the issues. But I think it's also, we also should make a point of letting Lydia Brazel know that this was improperly, the procedure was not properly followed. It's just as simple as can be. And it's causing us to have a confused meeting. So I just think that should go on the record somehow.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Point of order.
Okay. Can I have a minute? I'm trying to write something down. So give me like.
We're in the middle
seconds.
Of a vote, Madam Chair. This is all inappropriate.
I know, but it's a very confusing vote, and I've lost track of what we're voting on. Give me a moment.
We're voting on the court.
I understand.
Give me a moment. Stop talking, everybody, so I can finish writing this down. Or does somebody want to substitute for me for a minute? Does somebody else want to chair this for a minute? No, I guess that doesn't really work. We'll have some regarding cost by how is it called?
Madam Chair, are we good?
No.
Take your time. Take your time. Write down what
you
need to write.
Stop. I'm doing that. I've got 2 points that we can vote on them separately. I would like to offer them and see if people would accept this. key. The one point would be simply that the audit committee ratifies the reengagement of the audit from Rogers and Company for fiscal year 2021.
Mm-hmm.
The second point would say the audit committee will request additional information from Rogers and Company regarding hourly costs by personnel level and other pertinent information.
Okay.
Beautiful, but I think it
really want to go there.
So,
when you have a minute, Chair, yes, for the floor.
I'm sorry. Those are two separate points that I was offering in place of our mishmash of motions.
Thank you.
Who was trying to speak?
Thank you.
Okay.
I am so lost in motions, but here's my thought. Rogers and Company is to continue on. Oh, shit. I'm not on mute.
No, you're not on mute. I'm going, I know it's not proper process regarding motions and such, but I think we can just move on. It's not rocket science, as they say. Can we, I would like to take a vote on these two separate items.
Point of information.
Point of information, what was that?
Darlene.
Darlene, go ahead.
Oh my God.
Darlene, go ahead.
I'm not.
Darlene, I lost you.
I'm not an expert on Robert's Rules of Order, but I have been through many a nonprofit audit.
Okay, so make your point.
Uh-huh. I believe that we should vote on the agenda item as is. Anyone can add an item to the agenda if they want supplemental questions, if they want reprimands, if they whatever. I'm just using, verbs here. So, excuse me.
Point of order. Can we vote on the amendment?
The item on the agenda, and then have another agenda item if people have more process.
Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information.
I'm sorry, one person at a time. Please ask to be called on.
10 times.
Thank you. Adriana.
Who was that?
Adriana.
I'm asking when you have
a meeting. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay.
I'm making a mess out of this. This is a terrible meeting. It was a fine meeting, and now it's a terrible meeting. What was that, Adriana?
Yes, I think we are flying a bunch of things here that have nothing to do with this. It's a motion that somebody asked to ratify this. I believe that we need to be careful to a bunch of words that I'm hearing here because, we are so lucky that somebody engaged the people in time when this committee was not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Doesn't matter. I don't want to blame anybody, but please don't start using those things saying somebody shouldn't do or should do because we don't know any of that. We are lucky that the people can already be working because somebody was paying attention and re-engaging the same people that we have. That is what I believe.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Adriana. Did somebody else, was somebody else trying to speak?
Well, Janine had a point of information. It's my understanding that if somebody has an amendment, that the amendment gets voted on first and then the motion. I certainly is open for if I'm wrong, but that's what I had thought would happen now, is just a vote on the amendment and then a vote on the original motion.
Okay, I think you are correct. So let's do that, and let's not have any further discussion. We will just move on that. All right, the amendment, as I understand it, was to add a clause to the original motion to I'm going to say that, that the audit committee, please don't hum during the meeting. That the audit committee will request, stop talking, will request additional information from Rogers and Company regarding regarding hourly costs by personnel level and other pertinent information.
Madam Chair,
it's not beautiful, but there it is.
I have emailed it out to the group. I can read it if you like.
Might as well for the listening audience. Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. There have been a number of emails coming in that I have not seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That the audit committee will be forwarded a breakdown of the estimate for purposes of discussing cost status throughout the process.
Okay, that's good. That is really what I would have liked to have written. You came up with it. A breakdown. Okay. Yeah.
So we're not dividing, right?
Hang on. We have to vote on whether we want to accept this amendment to the original motion. All right. So the motion as it stands is that with the amendment is that the AC ratifies the re-engagement of the audit firm Modern Company for fiscal year 2021, semicolon, the audit committee will be forwarded a breakdown of the estimate for the purpose of the estimate contained in the engagement letter. Something within the engagement letter, okay. For the purposes of discussing cost status throughout the process. So we can vote on the amendment. So if we accept the amendment, does it automatically get attached to the original motion? Anybody know?
Correct.
If we accept the amendment, because I like the amendment, but I would like it separately. So,
Madam Chair,
that much.
That would be actionable. That would be actionable.
I'm sorry. Just somebody who knows the answer, speak.
I don't know the answer, but
Speaking. No, don't speak if you don't know the answer.
I'll join the staff on that. Marilyn?
Can I be recognized?
Lawrence, do you know the answer?
Yeah, the answer.
The answer is yes.
The answer and the amendment.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I turned. Anyway.
Lawrence,
the answer and the amendment. The question of the amendment is for these breakdowns to be provided. So that
right, I understand
action.
The content of it.
That requires action. So it is actionable.
Okay. So then let's I would prefer then to leave them separately to have the ratification in one place and then the actionable item in a separate motion. So do we need which is the amendment to the original motion.
And Chair, point of order.
Would it not be appropriate to move to divide them?
And point of order, Chair. That requires a vote, that requires for the body to accept whether your request to divide is in order. But what's in order right now is the amendment that Janine has proposed.
Okay, all right. So then can we vote on the amendment? Is everybody clear on that?
By operation.
Repeat the amendment.
Somebody's got a lot of background noise going on. So please mute if you're not.
Madam Chair, can...
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you.
The amendment is for that the audit committee will be forwarded a breakdown of the estimate contained within the engagement letter for the purposes of discussing cost status throughout the process. So that's what's actionable. Okay, so
Eileen,
that's the amendment.
This is George. I'll call the question, Chair.
Yeah, I considered it.
Somebody is speaking in the background. I'm going to see who it is. Oh, they stopped speaking now.
Eileen, this is George.
Yeah, George, go ahead, please.
Yeah, just I understand the sentiment behind this, but I think in terms of how that's worded is too vague for them to comply, and it's, I'm afraid it's going to add hours to the audit, but not in furtherance of completing the audit.
No, it should be.
But we don't know what throughout the process, how do you define that? And another thought was that we might not want them to look at that because I have a good feeling that they were probably upside down in these earlier years. And so I think maybe a historical look at the prior audits would give us a good basis for what this, the amount quoted, in this year's, letter, which is basically a CPI adjustment. But to add that to the process during the audit, adds a lot of obligation, to them that takes them away from actually performing the audit. And I'm not sure to what end, that would lead us if they're over or under. I don't know that we could then short them, or we would want them to ask for more money if they do go over. So just a thought, mm-hmm. in that we're just trying to get the audit completed and keep the interested users happy.
Right. Nevertheless, I have to go through with this process. So let's do that. Let's just vote on the amendment. Who is for it? If you are for it, vote yes. If you are not for it, vote no. Okay. Adriana Castaneve? Adriana? I'll move on. I'll come back to you. Darlene? Darlene? I'll come back to you. Eric?
No.
No. Okay. James McFadden?
I vote no.
All right. Janine Roan?
I vote yes.
All right. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
I'll come back to you. Oh, yes. Okay. Marilyn Boldowney?
Yeah, yes. I got the boot.
I'm sorry. Two people spoke at once. Marilyn Boldowney?
Yes.
Thank you. Ron Pinchback, not here. Sarah Rowland?
I vote maybe.
I'll take that as a pass and come back to you. Sandy Weinman?
Votes yes.
William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Just one second. Yes. Adriana Kastner?
Yes.
Darlene Pagano? Let's see if she's still on the call. Still on the call, Darlene. We can't hear you. How are you voting? Now or never. All right. I guess I want to vote. I'm not here. All right. So let me see if I'm going to vote or not. We have six yes and two no's, so I guess it doesn't matter if I vote.
Do I have my vote?
Sandra?
Madam Chair.
Okay, what is your vote? No, Adriana, I have you. I'm sorry. Darlene Pagano, I don't have. And I need to come back to Sandra. Are you yes or no?
I'm going to abstain. I just...
Okay, that's fine. Just
I'm done.
Abstain, and that's it. And then I guess I don't need to vote, right? Because it's 6-2. So, all right. Well, the motion passes for the amendments. All right. I'm not going to vote to divide. Move to divide because I don't think that would change anything. So, okay, we have our motion. And I will put it into coherent language.
We have to vote on it. We have to vote on the original.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Thank you, William. Sorry. Holding fire.
As amended?
Yes. Okay. Motion as amended. You vote yes or no on the motion as amended. So we'll go through it again. Adriana?
Yes.
Darlene? No vote. Eric?
Pass.
Okay, James?
Motion is amended, no.
Okay. Janine?
Pass.
I'll come back to you. Pass, okay. Lawrence? I'll come back to you. Marilyn Vote Downey?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rowan?
I abstain.
Okay. Sandy Weinman?
Votes yes.
William Heerwagen?
Yes.
All right. Who passed? Let's see. Eric, you passed. You want to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Janine, do you want to vote?
Abstain.
Right. So without my vote, we now have 4 yes. Four yes, one no, and 3 abstentions. Should I vote? Oh, Lawrence, I didn't get your vote. Are you there?
Madam Chair, are you what? Asking us if you were, you, are you asking us?
No, I was asking. I'm sorry, I told you I'm tired. Lawrence, you didn't vote.
Chair, this is Eric. Before the vote ends, I want to change my vote. But go ahead and finish the vote. I want to change my vote, though. But go ahead and finish the roll.
Go ahead and change your vote now, because you're here.
I'm changing it to no.
Okay. Lawrence, are you present to give your vote? Okay, I'm hearing nothing from
William. Madam Chair, I'm trying to get him back on the line, if you can just give him a minute.
Okay, who else was speaking at the same
William
time?
William, point of order.
I'm sorry, what?
Point of order.
William? Oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the vote count, or a preliminary vote count, didn't you already give that?
I don't
if you
know
did.
Did on this one?
I think you did, but if you did, then it's too late to change the vote.
I'll retract my change to avoid controversy. I'll go back to abstain. That's all.
All right. I'm not sure I do. Yeah, I did do that. All right. I don't really want to wait. Let's see. Maybe he texted me something. Nope. Okay. All right. We can't wait.
Madam,
all day, so
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
What, Sandra? I think we need to move on.
And how did that tally go?
It stands as 4 yes, 1 no, and 3 abstentions. So the motion passes as amended. And
okay.
That's where it stands. We're not going to wait any longer.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marilyn,
yes, Marilyn.
Yeah, I just think what happened, the fact that the letter was already approved when we got it caused us to have
Marilyn.
Strange.
We can't have any more arguments.
No. I just want to make a point that I think that the end result is that we look like we're not really happy with the auditors when all of us really were. So that I think that kind of got confused in the end. So that's a shame,
yeah,
I think.
It's too bad this went this way. I agree, but that's the way it went. And, you know, we can make sure that the auditors and everybody knows that we are really happy with them. And I think that's a problem. We'll do that. We are going to move on with this meeting because that took entirely too long, and I'm sure that's my problem for faulty chairing and not drawing out the points the way I should have. We had a point left from our last meeting where we discussed this with Jorge about whether we should just see the final draft, I guess, or the final version of the audit, or if we want to see a draft before he goes to the final version. As I wrote in the agenda, I was paraphrasing Jorge a little bit. He said, every board and committee is different. For Pacifica, we usually review the draft audit with the committee. But if he uncovers some huge act of fraud or some malfeasance, he would advise the committee well before any sort of routine review of an audit or an audit draft. Otherwise, the auditor generally only really needs to brief the committee at the end of the process. The committee can ask to be briefed on either the draft or on the final version only. So, you know, one or the other. I don't know if we need to make a firm decision on this, but I don't know if we want to discuss it a little bit and have our ideas, and we can let the new audit committee for 2022 maybe make the decision how they want to proceed.
Madam Chair?
Do I have any thoughts from anyone? Okay, go ahead. Is that Sandra?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Go ahead.
I've got a thought.
Go ahead. Go
my
ahead.
Thought.
Go.
My thought is that yes, of course, we want to vet our audit firm. I'm going to try to get all the words right this time. But yes, we want to vet our audit firm, and if our audit firm does what they're supposed to do and they report back to us, then it's our job to listen to them and do what's best for the foundation. So given that, you know, I still support Rogers and Company, and I still stand by my previous statements that there's good and bad and the ugly, but bottom line, we want to do what's right, and we will continue to strive in that endeavor. And
okay,
we can only
but
do
to the
so.
Point, when do you want to review the audit? Do you want to
review
the draft?
Excuse me,
please don't interrupt. Do you want to review the draft, or do you want to review the final version only that could still be amend it if we find problems with it.
Well, since the final
that's
version,
what we're talking about at this point.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so
okay, shall we come back to you when you get your if you get thoughts together on this? I'm sorry.
Adriana, for the term.
Let Adriana go, Sandra. Sandra, I'm going to let Adriana go, and we can come back to you. Okay.
Yeah. Don't.
Adriana, please go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. The Pacifica bylaws in Article 8 very clear establish point D, an audit committee which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation books and shall not include. Well, it means it's our obligation because once, that's why we work and that's how we work permanently. In the meantime, that the audit is not ready or is being prepared, normally in our meetings, we have the auditors and the, telling us if they have any problems and we can help. If we wait till the audit is finished, what is our function? Just look at that. If we cannot, that doesn't make any sense. I think that our function is being sure that all along we are very clear in the process and we follow the process. That's why we don't need to, obviously at the end we'll see the final one, but we need to start seeing how the work is. You know, we will have the before it's totally final, it's the work of this committee, because it's the only way that we can see the progress is being made and we can catch any mistakes if we see that it's being done. And
I think I get your sense, you are saying that we should have some other intermediary meetings, which we normally did in years past. This year had such interesting timing that that didn't happen the way we usually have it. But that's what I will put down. Intermediary meetings. To see where we can help. To be informed of any problems, things like that. Okay. Does anybody else want to weigh in on this?
Hey, William asked for the SAC.
Sorry. Sometimes I don't hear you, William. I'm sorry, who was William and then who?
James.
James, okay. William, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, but Adriana said it for me. Interim or intermediary, I think was the word. Thank you.
That was my word, yeah. Okay, thank you, William. James?
I was just going to say, if we wait till the final version, it'll already be a done deal. Probably the PNB will see it before we do. So it, if we're going to have any say in it, we should be looking at a draft version.
Okay. Anyone else?
Sandy, go to stack.
Sandy, go ahead.
Thank you. I think you got to look at this through two different lenses. One is doing our job, and so seeing a draft would be all important before it goes to the final stage. And then the other side of it is we should ask our auditors how much this is going to cost.
Oh, well, it's within
them
the
to prepare a draft for us and then prepare a final version. It's an extra step. They bill by the hour. Thank you.
Not really. I think, there are more
you the
than
auditor?
One draft
you know?
As they go.
This is my point.
Things.
Let's get definitive information.
Okay.
Okay,
give me 1 second to write this down. Let me just make a statement though, Sandy. I don't think these are additional drafts. I think it's just still part of the same package. But I will ask. William, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, we backed away from just the initial draft, and we're going to have intermediary meetings. I think you already said that word. So I don't know why we're talking about the draft again. We're going to be, it's standard business practice for the auditor to have meetings with our other consultants, NEDA, and ourselves. That's standard business practice. Nothing unusual that we have to vote on.
Right. I think, you know, this might have been too general a question. It was just something that came up briefly in the July meeting. So, but, you know, it's certainly worth us expressing our preference, and we can make that happen. Any other comments on this point? If not, I think we can move on. Let's see. The next point is new business, if we have any. Does anybody have any other points in particular that they would like to bring up? If not,
Janine, to the stack.
Okay, Janine, go ahead.
No, I could probably do this on an email, but, you know, we've been, KPFK Finance Committee has been asking for a full set of financials. And I'm just curious, you know, like trial balance, general ledger, and all of that. Is that something that, we received with our original audit?
No, we don't get those with the audit. I think NETA would have those as the accountant. Like when I used to, I'll let George answer that. He should be able to.
I'm not sure that status, Janine, when's the last full report you got from KPFK?
We have through the end of the fiscal year, through September. So, I did miss the last meeting, which was last week, but I know that Julia participated in the last two meetings, and she said that it wouldn't really be a problem to get a full set. So in our November meeting. So I guess I just didn't know whether they existed somewhere, or do we have to request them? Can any station request a full set of financials, not just the P&L?
Certainly. One issue with the Great Plains system is that the balance sheet balances do not carry over into the new year until the prior year is closed. And so so there's going to be a gap of some months where there's not balance sheet information readily available in the early months. What we like to do is get it close and then post a provisional opening balance sheet entry so that we can have some sort of a balance sheet going forward. So these early months, not likely for a balance sheet until we have the audit relatively close. When if there's a few open items, we have to move beyond that and get the provisional posted. I hope that answers your question. These first 3 months are going to be a while. It's still a lot sooner than the last few years. But that's just a hitch with the system. So, I know she's working on, October and November closes, but also kind of with the other hand, trying to wrap up, year end, for audit purposes.
So, okay. So George? What I'm hearing, if I could follow up, what I'm hearing is that everything's closed for the fiscal year in order to do the audit. And so that's available to us, the financials from that. But as far as October and November, those are still open, but you could give us the other financials besides the trial balance.
Yes, and that's, and I'm not sure how that reporting normally goes for your committee. She will be pulling together the combined operating statement, and within that is going to be KPFK.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm looking to get more than that. In the past, we got a full set of financials on a monthly basis. And in fact, they got put up on the website, is my understanding. So we're just trying to get back to that. And so I don't want to take up any more time, but I would love to correspond with you as a follow-up, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. And yeah. I'm primarily involved with the audit preparation, not necessarily the day-to-day.
Yeah, so, that would be true, yeah. But yeah, George... Why would there be a problem with generating the general ledger for a given month? That's because that doesn't rely on what came before, right? So at least that. I think we should recommend that Janine correspond with Julia.
For the right? income statement, yeah, that's not a problem, and that is produced monthly. I'm not clear on how that's. Disseminated, so I don't want to speak to that. That the balance sheet, and I don't think they were producing a balance sheet with the prior business manager either, on an interim basis or any basis other than through the audit.
Right. There was, if I can follow up, there was a business manager that didn't supply it to us for a couple of years, and
right.
it's been a source of great frustration with the committee. So I'm not just speaking about the income statement. I'm speaking about the expenditures as well. So a full, you know, aging report and GLs and all of that. I mean, we have hundreds, some categories in the PL are $100,000, but we have no details. So, you know, it's our way, especially KPFK, you know what I mean? We're all doing our best to try to hone in on what we can do to make ourselves more efficient, and that's part of it.
Right.
It still sounds
right.
to me like,
yeah, so
like
that's
Janine
not my,
should get in touch
area
with
area of expertise or responsibility,
yeah.
nor this committee,
Janine?
So I'd rather not talk to it.
Janine, maybe you can communicate again with Julia. I don't know if you've had a chance to explain what you just told us in detail to her.
Well, it's just whether it's available to us. I know we have Jane Sagerton on the
right.
on the meeting right now, but this has been I was originally asking for the last fiscal year. But on a monthly basis, I'm just wondering, I didn't mean to make this so complicated, but to me, it's just a straightforward question. Is that available to us? Because I would also say in audits in the future, it would help if the finance committees could be looking at these things as we go along, because it would allow us to zero in on things much quicker in the audit process.
Okay. Yeah, I think you really do need to work on that with Julia and maybe at the finance committee level. You know, talk to James about it or.
I have.
yeah.
And it isn't, I'm not
well,
getting a response. So I thought I'd bring it up
okay.
here.
Yeah. And nobody here has really got enough information on how all that works to be able to help you all that much.
Is there anyone else that would like the financials from the fiscal year? Are there any other stations that are in the same position?
Not that I know of. Not PFW. But we can ask. Let me make a note ask if it's possible to get, yeah, to get the, what do you call it? Not the background, but background info from.
No, it's a full set of financials. The LSB voted on it 2 years ago, and we asked for an aging report, a trial balance, a general ledger, you know, all the items that are standard in a financial report, because that allows us to monitor, you know, and oversee as the year goes by instead of just heaping it on us at the end of a year, you know.
Understood. Yeah. Yeah, I don't really understand why Great Plains can't do this. I mean, it's a very huge and expensive system, and it seems like a huge flaw that it can't do this. So I don't
know. That's a flaw in my opinion, and it wasn't really implemented very well. We've been working on getting the aging cleaned up for a couple of years, AP aging especially. There's not much on the AR side, but
we could get a general ledger. A general ledger shouldn't be a problem, right?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any confidentiality problems there, not for people on the finance.
Well, at the GL transaction level, I would say there is confidentiality issues.
What sort of thing would be confidential besides payroll, which isn't detailed usually in a GL?
Right.
Well, it's detailed, especially in smaller departments. If you've got a department of one, then it becomes identifiable. Possibly contractor transactions, but.
But wouldn't contractor payments be part of what the finance committee should be aware of?
The local
committee. Sure.
Yeah, theoretically, you should be able to look over contracts, you know, for to verify. I'm not sure we can resolve this here. I think we need to take it somewhere else. But let's think about it. George, I'll think about it. George, you think about it.
What's public is your top contractors. That's required to be disclosed. So if it goes to the whole committee, it's likely going out to the world, and so for tax purposes, they ask for just certain top employees, and that's disclosed, and as well as certain of your bigger contractors, not necessarily every single one.
Well, I ask because substantially went down in our payroll, but we went up almost $100,000 in professional fees, quote unquote. And so, you know, there's whatever. We should just be able to see exactly what that was. You know, are some people being taken off of payroll and being put on as an independent contractor, things like that. And that may not be very large. But I think that it is something, especially when you're talking about a station like ours, where, you know, every $10,000 means something to us, you know. So I don't mean to drag this out. There's a lot of people on this call. But I do think it's worth saying that finance committees without this really are, we have our hands tied. We're looking at P&Ls that really are just a top sheet. And so, and when we have questions, we're just told what's behind a number. Whereas if we had a GL, even if you were to black out something that you felt wasn't appropriate, you know, then we could be looking. And if there's something blacked out that we're curious about, then we could ask about it. But it would make this audit process because, you know, we get these audits and it's 12 months worth of stuff. So, and the finance committee is there to help and look at things and keep on top of it.
Janine, thanks for all this. It's definitely worth thinking about. It's probably more of a finance committee issue than an audit committee issue, strictly speaking, but obviously it's connected.
Yeah, it's just not getting resolved at the that level. So.
Marilyn Stack.
Okay, Marilyn. One second.
I just want to dive in behind her on the need for the committee to have access to that information. It seems elementary, and I'm disappointed that she hasn't been able to get any answers from the Finance Committee. I just want to add my support to her concerns.
Thanks. I'll try to talk to, okay, duly noted, and we'll see, we'll put our brains to work on this a little bit. Is there any other new business? I will just add that I will write these minutes up. Like last time, they're not going to be super detailed, but I'll put in the main points of what we've discussed and decided, etc. In terms of setting the next meeting, I'm not sure when to do that. Because, again, I don't know exactly when every unit is going to choose its new audit committee delegates. I guess it doesn't matter if they don't, if a given station doesn't choose them, then, you know, the people from this year would attend. Do we want to try to have a check-in, let's say, towards the beginning of February? George, do you think that would be too soon?
Is that a question for me?
Yeah, just I wanted to get an idea of when we should have a check-in meeting with you and or Jorge. Probably more you guys. The first one. Do you think the beginning of February would be good, like the first week of February sometime?
We've got a lot of deadlines, February 15th,
uh-huh.
So I would suggest the third
after
week.
After that. Okay.
And I would hope that we were approaching a final stage. Most audit committees don't meet interim. They meet before the audit and at the end of the audit. And I think we have the levers to get the information we need. The committee isn't as a whole, it isn't necessarily helpful in getting information at the station. Sometimes that causes other problems or delays.
Does anybody else have any other inputs for this question? How about if I just note? William, go ahead.
Just a concern on if the auditors are having some kind of difficulty, or maybe even meta, but let's say the auditor is having difficulty in some way, how is that information going to get to the audit committee and the PNB and the IED if we don't have any meetings?
Well, they could certainly communicate with the chair of the finance committee, the chair of the audit committee, and then, you know, take it from there. And then either of those committees could call a meeting or communicate with the members.
Yeah, I guess that brings me to a point of information. Are we discussing now a date for our next meeting?
Well, I'm just trying to get a sense of when people think it should be, considering everything.
Okay, William thinks it should be. February. Thank you.
Thinks it should be what?
In January, not February.
Yeah, if we're not disrupting the work of NETA or the auditors, because that's, you know, sometimes the problem. Let's see, I was just looking at a calendar. maybe January 31st. George, would that be a terrible day for you? Or else your last week of, or next to last week of February. Oh, actually, that Monday is a holiday. So this is what's hard. We don't know what's going to be going on during those days, in that period. How about if I try to get a sense from NETA and Jorge of how things are going during the first half of January? And then get in touch with everybody about when a meeting would be useful. I'm just not sure how to schedule it other than that.
William again?
Uh-huh.
Okay. William thinks we should meet in January rather than just thinking about it. We need that. We need to know how things are going and if NETA or the auditor has a problem with time. We just say, okay, we only want them for a half hour, and we don't drag them on for 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah, however, we just have it be short.
Might go. So I definitely think January and. You know, if we need them, maybe, maybe not. We don't need them to come to January meeting, but we should be there to keep up on what's happening, what you might know, what anybody else from the stations might know. Thank you.
All right. Well, then, Monday, how about the 31st? Because there were already meetings scheduled on the 17th and 20th. Okay, January 31st. I will put it on the calendar. Okay, done. I think that's it for our agenda. And we can adjourn. Anybody want to move to adjourn?
Somebody? Move to adjourn.
Oh. All right. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, we are adjourned at 10:49.